The Brewers wind down the pre-playoff segment of their 2021 season over the next few days after claiming the National League Central on Sunday at home. Milwaukee will make its fourth straight trip to the postseason, riding a big lead in the division right to the finish line. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with that generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime online for all the info you need to connect and give and help support the show at WWIB.com. Infielder Tim Lopes has had a couple of trips to Milwaukee from AAA Nashville this season, and the 27-year-old is back with me on Sports and Commentary. All right, Tim, like I said, you spent most of the season in Nashville. Tell us what's happening with the team down there.
The club's doing well. We've actually just won our last five games, so the club's playing really well. So now we're going to head to Indianapolis and, you know, try to win out over there. But the club's done well all year. We've enjoyed Nashville. The city's treated us really well. It's a great place to play if you're in AAA. And the team's done well. There's a lot of great players down here. And I'm sure there's a lot of names that the Brewers will be calling upon at some point, if not this year, but maybe next year, because there's just a lot of talent in this clubhouse.
Yeah, and some of the guys who made the trip north, including yourself, back and forth, is clubhouse, you know, camaraderie a challenge at that level with guys coming and going?
Yeah, it's different. This is the first year where I've been up and down a handful of times. But yeah, at the end of the day, you know, everybody's just there to do their job and there to play baseball, and you know, everybody understands the situation, but it's definitely different. But you adjust to what you need, and you know, the coaches are there to help you, teammates are there to help you, and it's been a welcoming clubhouse, you know, all in all, both in Milwaukee and in Nashville.
Yeah, and your skipper down there, Rick Sweet, is one of the winningest managers in minor league history. So this guy knows what he's doing, right?
Yeah, Rick Sweet's awesome. Alan Buff's awesome. Ned Yost is awesome. The whole staff in AAA, they do a really good job, and they know how to run a clubhouse. And, I can't say enough good things about those guys. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, you guys can play in the bigs, you AAA guys. But is it a big leap from AAA to the major leagues, or is it more of a natural step?
It's a big leap. I've always said that I don't think there's an amount of games in AAA that can prepare you for the big leagues. The big leagues is just a different animal. There's just a lot of the lights are definitely brighter. There's a little bit more pressure, but at the end of the day, it is the same game. You know, the bases are still 90 feet, the mound's still 60 feet away, but there's a lot more talent up there. But at the end of the day, it's just a game, and you know, you just try to do your best every opportunity you get.
Yeah. But the average fan, I think, Tim, has no comprehension of how tough it is to make the big leagues. You know, it takes talent, but it takes timing too, right?
Absolutely. You know, there's so many great players that never make it. There's so many people that deserve to make it that just don't get the opportunity. And I feel super blessed for that, to be able to get the call, to be able to be with the right organization, playing well at the right time. You need to have a little bit of luck. You need to play well and you need to perform, but it takes a lot of luck as well, because, you know, you're trying to compete for 25 jobs that are already taken. So that's what makes it tough. And it's just, you got to get a little lucky, but it's definitely a journey.
Yes, it is. Can you give us some perspective on where you think you are in your baseball career, pro baseball career, where you think it's going?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try to play this game as long as I can. I'm with the Brewers right now, and My sole focus is to try to help this team win in any way, shape, or form I can, and just taking it day by day. But, you know, I'm 27 years old now, so I think I still have a lot in the tank. So I'm just willing to play every year that, you know, God blesses me with an opportunity to play and to keep a jersey on. And, you know, I'm just gonna roll with that.
All right. Infielder Tim Lopes of the Milwaukee Brewers has been up a couple of times early in the season. I think it was May. And then when Willie Adames got hurt, made the trip north again from AAA Nashville, drafted by the Seattle Mariners in round six back in 2012. Hey, Tim, we need to pause the conversation to ask you back for our next show. And I want to find out about your baseball story, kind of walk us through your story of playing ball. And of course, we want to hear about your faith, the impact that Christ has made in your life on our next show, if we can. So thank you for being here, and God bless you, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.